All right, so we'll say good morning. So today we're beginning Chilek Gimel in this Sefer. Now we've gotten to know ourselves, Baruch Hashem, and we know all the steps in order to be able to understand our inner self, or at least some of the steps to be able to understand our inner self. And now we're, David, you know what? Come sit. This middle seat over here, it's yours. All right? So he writes over here in the beginning of Parak Aleph in Chelek Gimel. Dover Baror Upashit. So it's something clear and obvious. L'chol Bardea, to anyone who T'chol Bardas, Shebayis Yehudi Eino Kebeis Goy, that the home of a Jew is different than the home of a Gentile. Just different. Mishum Kach. So we'll say what he's referring, just the progression of things. So now in the first part of the Sefer, we're obviously focused on building the self. In the second part of the Sefer, we're still focused on building the self, but there's a recognition that a major piece of building the self is rooted in building the home. Because very much of who we are and what we are, you know, it kind of goes both ways. Very much of who we are and what we are is reflected in the way we build our homes. And by extension, very much of the people we become is based on the influences that we allow within our home. So therefore, the natural extension of building oneself is how do you build your home? So he writes over here just an important idea, which is that not every home is the same. A Jewish home is just different than a Gentile home. That's an important beginning to, it's an important foundation stone. And even though, again, this is Gemara Maseches Megillah, that there is wisdom in the nations of the world, right? The Jews have in the corner as much as we control the entire world, right? We do not control all of the wisdom, right? There is wisdom in the nations as well. And certainly to build a Jewish home, you require wisdom. Shene emar b'chochma yivne bayis. If that's the case, then again, remember, there is wisdom by the Gentile nations, and you need wisdom to build your home. So logic would have dictated that you can go ahead and use what we call worldly wisdom to build your home. Except ulam, ba'omek yoser, ein zek, ulam, ba'omek yoser, ze'eno kein klal. But if we look a little bit deeper, we'll realize that this is not the case at all. Shahari Saimu Chazal Va'amru, Torah Bagoyim Al Tamin. So what's interesting is the following. The Gemara says, Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. If somebody tells you, I found something very interesting, I found wisdom in the nations of the world, you should believe them. If they tell you, I found Torah in the nations of the world, don't believe. I'll say, now what does that mean? So remember again, so wisdom, there's all kinds of wisdom and all kinds of profound wisdom. And that Jews have certainly not cornered the market on wisdom itself. But Torah, a spiritual blueprint for a relationship with God, a relationship with oneself. If someone tells you that you could find that in the Gentile nations, understand that's unequivocally false. You might find formulas of spirituality, you might find approaches to spirituality, but there's only one Torah. There's only one Torah. There's only one unique Torah-dic way to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to really, as you seem to approach myself. That's only by us. This is very interesting. Now, the line between what's Torah and what's wisdom is a very thin line. So the Chavir takes a very strong approach. So he says that because there's a thin line between Torah and wisdom, and very often people, a common person doesn't know how to discern that line, better to go ahead and glean all of your knowledge from Torah. Right? Glean your knowledge from Torah. And I will say, again, obviously, This is reflecting a particular, you know, worldview. A person doesn't have to accept this worldview in its entirety. One could say that there is incredible wisdom to go ahead and be understood from the nations of the world. But again, when it comes to building oneself, when it comes to building one's home, that guidance one wants to receive from a pure Torah source. I will say, I would take this a step further, and I would say that what's become clear over the last number of years is that even the most wonderful psychological breakthroughs and the most interesting and profound psychological or we'll call mental health approaches are rooted in Torah also. Meaning things that it takes the world thousands of years to discover, we have already in our Torah. What he's saying is it's important to understand whenever you're going to build something, you have to ask yourself, what are you going to use for your plans, right? What are your blueprints for building? And it's important to understand that to build a Jewish home, you need blueprints of Torah. If you use any other form of blueprints, that you might be able to build a home, but you're not going to be able to build a Jewish home. He goes on, Na miku nevaris hadvarim. Let's go a little bit deeper and explain this. B'nei Yisrael, binyanam hu min neshama v'guf yachtov. Remember, again, the Jewish people, we are a composite of a soul and a body together. Lu'umas zos, umos ha'olam, av sheishvim chiyus zulas gufam, Mikomakom neshama in b'hem. So we'll say, remember, he's quoting over here. This is one of the interesting parts that throws many people in Tanya, right? So in Tanya, the Bala Tanya discusses the difference in neshama between the Jew and the Gentile. Now, again, remember, do non-Jews have neshamas? Of course, right? Every living being, you can't be alive without having a neshama. Neshama is your life force. Is there a difference between the Jewish neshama and the non-Jewish neshama? Of course. Of course, just like there's a difference between, just like even within non-Jewish neshamas, a person who keeps the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, the seven Noachai laws, that neshama is different than another type of neshama. So there are always gradations in neshamas. See, he says, so the Jew is a composite between the neshama and the guf together. Le'umas zos, umas all good. He says, v'hine habayis ha'yehudi, hu chibor, listen, this is actually very profound. V'hine habayis ha'yehudi, who chibor shal neshama in neshama v'guf im guf. That I will say, when you go ahead and you build a Jewish home, now remember, building a Jewish home is not just simply about establishing the principles for a home, but it's about establishing relationships within that home. So when you have other members of that home and you are creating a Jewish home, that requires a two-pronged connection. A connection between soul and soul, and a connection between body and body. Ma she'in kein beiskoi, hu chibor rikshus tivayim, rikshos tevayim, v'guf im rikshos tevayim of v'guf, ulam lelo neshama. See, the difference is a person can build a home, and maybe even a very happy home, without any type of soul. A person could build it solely on emotions, on feelings, on physicality. But the Jewish home, by definition, must have an infusion of soul. Now we'll define exactly what that means. V'lachein, ulekach, mikan shechalukim Yisrael min umos olam emahusam, lekachim chalukim atma hus binyan beisam, umishum kach i'efshar lilmod kitz alivnos b'ayisudim mibinyan b'ayis shagoy. So therefore, the Mechaber says, because the Jewish home, by definition, must have this spiritual connectedness as well. That's not just with God, by the way. He's referring to over here, among the other, in the various inhabitants of that home. Therefore, by definition, one must use Torah as a blueprint for building that home. La'achar shehufhar shebinyan bayis ha'yehudi, murkam mibinyan shal neshama v'guf im neshama v'guf, me'ata alinu lahavin she'in binyan ha'neshamas l'chud u'binyan ha'gufim l'chud, ela b'chol mechelik mechelki ha'binyan nivnim hein neshama v'in guf, l'kelachin b'chol p'ula p'ula shal binyan, ala bona liros kitzad nivnis nishmaso v'kitzad nivne gufo. So we'll say, as we're going to see, in order to build the Jewish home, it's a simultaneous process of building, connectedness of the soul, connectedness of the body. To build a home without one of those things, by definition, is a deficient home. So in every step of building that home, of the Jewish home, one must be constantly, ever-present, aware of the impact on the body, the impact of the soul. Obviously, we're speaking in generalities. We don't know yet what he's talking about. Therefore, he ends, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, Neva'er Mikanu V'Halo, Shlav Achar Shlav. Therefore, again, Be'ezras Hashem, from this point on, we will explain one step after another, one literally one one rung after another on the ladder. Ketzad b'chol shlav kayamim binyan shal neshama u'binyan shal guf yachtav. And therefore, as we go through this section, we will speak about not just simply building the home, but how in every step of building the home, one builds the body and one builds the soul. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Reishit Chesem Yerzah Hashem tomorrow.